Yeah, it is 5:31. What are you doing? Sleeping in today? What? Come on, let's go. It's time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Well, we have more chances to win cash today with the Super High-Low Jackpot. And we have all our usual fanfare.
Like, we do. In fact, it's one of my favorite days. You know what today is? Hug your dog day.
Oh, yeah.
Legit. Of course, I do that every day. Does that make me really weird?
I wouldn't say weird. No,
that's pretty normal, right?
You love your pet and you hug them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, my pet did not like hugs.
You know, I have when one I had it, when that I had doesn't little, as well.
Yeah, you go up to it and it would like, back off.
Yeah, it was like talk to the paw. It was like they put their paw outstretched and they're like, no.
Yeah, no,
One of my three are definitely like.
Is that right?
Yeah. Bentley doesn't love the love, we always say.
That was mine. I had the one last golden retriever I had. Just like, okay, I'm good. And I'm fine with that. But
yeah. That's perfect for you. But the one, for me, I just really get on the one's case that doesn't want the love.
Right.
The other two are like, love me, and they can't get enough. And Bentley, it just bothers me.
Yeah.
So I keep trying it, and he just looks at me like, dude, it's been 13 years. Have you not learned that I don't want you in my face?
That is funny. That is great. Everybody's got their own personality.
Yeah, they do.
Well, we have a cloudy day, 30% chance of showers late afternoon, and the high is going to be 65. Right now, 44, and this is Sunny 101.5. Ooh,
baby, Sunny 101.5 with... Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 12 minutes past 8. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, today's Tell Me Something Good comes from North Haven, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
A police officer in the little town of North Haven, a detective Michael Harton, found himself in this situation 5 years ago that impacted his life and another family's forever. So Detective Harton was on a call with a choking baby.
Oh, boy.
3-month-old Iman Rowley. And he said he started doing a variation of the Heimlich maneuver for babies and just refused to back down, no matter how bleak it looked. He said he just kept saying to himself, not on my watch, not on my watch.
Wow.
And it was just a roller coaster of emotions for everybody involved. Iman's mom says she was just overwhelmed with panic and fear and just found herself only being able to watch as Harton fought to revive her precious baby. But he prevailed and brought her back. So since then, Harton and his wife, Susan, have been a constant presence in the now 5-year-old Iman's life, celebrating birthdays, holidays, and every significant milestone along
the
way.
That's cool.
And he said just everybody's lives changed for the better that night, especially mine. How cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Conan O'Brien finally returned to The Tonight Show last night, more than 14 years after his bitter departure from NBC.
Mm-hmm.
He talked to Jimmy Fallon about his upcoming travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, for Max. He talked about how weird it was to come back after all of those years after hosting Late Night O'Brien. He said all of the memories came flooding back. The experience, he said, was filled with love and nostalgia, though. He lives and records his podcast in Los Angeles, but he says he gets flashbacks every time he comes back. And then, you know, like he's going past one particular corner and says he has memories of being dressed in a loincloth there and dunking himself in chicken broth.
Boy, how do you forget that?
Exactly. He's like, any doctor would say, oh, you're mentally ill. You're going insane. And he's like, no, I really did these things. But yeah, he also praised Jimmy Fallon for what he has done with The Tonight Show. Very cool. Well, everybody's talking about Morgan Wallen's arrest over the weekend. He was arrested at Eric Church's new bar, Chiefs, on Broadway in Nashville. He allegedly threw a chair from the sixth floor of the bar at 10:45 at night on Sunday. Mm-hmm. People around said he was laughing after the ordeal. Man, that could have been serious. Nobody was hurt.
Who did this?
Luckily, Morgan Wallen. But yeah, the mugshot is circulating out there where he's seen smiling. His court date is set for May 3rd. An expert told Fox News he could face up to 6 years in prison for the felony charges alone.
Yeah.
That's a serious thing. So, Well, do you remember the Bridget Jones movies?
How could you not?
We've done them on Chick Flicks multiple times.
Sure.
Well, Bridget Jones 4 is now officially confirmed to be in the works. Yeah, Renee Zellweger, of course, will be returning for the fourth installment of that rom-com. Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson are also going to reprise their roles. That makes me a little excited.
Yeah.
The title is going to be Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, and it's supposed to premiere on Valentine's Day of 2025. Yeah, that franchise has made over $760 million globally.
Wow.
Vanna White, this is interesting, is joining Ryan Seacrest on his turf on Monday night's American Idol. So, yeah, he told Good Morning America ahead of Monday's show that she's watched for years. She's going to co-host a little bit. And on Monday night, she appeared almost like, you know, they're going to hang out with each other at different respective jobs, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she was really enjoying it. So many talented people on Idol. And, of course, Ryan Seacrest will soon begin his gig as the new Wheel of Fortune game show host. He is stepping in as Pat Sajak's replacement at the end of season 41.
All
right. Coming right up.
Yeah.
All righty. Today, we already talked about Hug Your Dog Day.
Hug Your Dog Day.
Mm-hmm. And in birthdays, Brian Setzer.
Brian Setzer, that's a big name right there. If you know anything about Stray Cat, 70.
65.
All right, I'm not that far off.
No. How about Mandy Moore?
I would say Mandy Moore is... I'd say it's still pretty young. 40 is a good guess.
That is a good guess because she is 40.
She's 40.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And David Harbour.
David Harbour. That's going to be... that's a big name.
Do you need a hint?
90.
He's on Stranger Things.
Okay, I was thinking of this old kind of what do they call him? Like a professor of a professor. I was thinking
okay.
of the, but that's not close. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Who?
He's Jim Hopper on Stranger Things.
Yeah, I don't know that either. All right. Well, I think on that note, we'll just exit, okay? Here we go.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hack.
All right. It is 7:44.
All right. My life hack is, I don't love to clean like all out when it's just this big session. And yet I just do so much better. I'm in such a better mental state when my house is clean.
I can vouch for that. Not that about your house, but you know, you were here. What is today?
This is funny. Yeah.
Monday,
yesterday.
You were in here. Or it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're in here sweeping the floor. And I go, what is she doing?
Yeah. I was wiping off the counters. I was running the sweeper. Like I get into this thing. So anyway, so it's not going to surprise you that I really love this hack.
Right.
To just kind of keep the house cleaned up, or, you know, to the best that you can during the week.
I'm paying attention.
I just take 20 minutes, not even 20, 10 minutes
yeah.
at the end of every night, and everybody's responsible. But, you know, we grab a, you know, laundry basket, go through the house, especially the common areas,
mm-hmm.
and just literally reset the home for the next day. You know, return things to their places,
yeah.
throw it in the, you know, basket to take upstairs or whatever it is, load the dishwasher, wipe the counters, anything, just those few minutes. It's not going to be perfect, but man, just returning
yeah.
your home to just a state of peace at the end of the day
right.
actually is great for the next morning too, because you're just, you
I
know,
see
in
that.
A better mood when you get up and you launch into your day.
My question to you would be approximately, you know, I don't have to be exact, approximately what time at night are you doing this? About 11:30 or 11
No,
o'clock?
About 9, and I go to bed at 9:30.
Yeah, I've been sleeping for an hour and a half. So your plan's not going to work for me, but that's all.
You're
right.
Going to have to start at 5.
Uh-huh. Now, my life hack, I know I've done this one before, but I think it's worth mentioning because it's kind of interesting, really.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know wearing a red shirt makes women find you more attractive? Many studies have shown that women are culturally and biologically attracted to men wearing red. That says so much. I don't even own anything.
It says so much because I don't know that I've ever seen you in anything other than white, blue, gray, brown. Am I right?
You're right.
He has the most neutral wardrobe on the planet.
I do not have. I don't
have. He doesn't want to be too showy.
I don't. I have a red pen at home. That's as close as I can get. Boy, that says so much.
That says a lot. I'm going to buy you a red shirt.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:58, and time for Go Figure. And this is kind of, I feel like I'm doing a public service for pet owners on this one, because
okay.
it could happen to anybody's dog. It's just unfortunate. It has a happy ending, so it's no problem.
Oh,
but
good.
Firefighters in England came to the rescue of a mischievous puppy. Poked her head through the hole in the middle of a metal trash can lid and became stuck.
Oh, no.
The County Durham and Darlington Fire and Rescue Service said on social media that the six-month-old Jack Russell Terrier, I had one of those,
uh-huh.
named Amari, put her head through the middle of a heavy metal lid and ended up wearing it like a collar, running around with this trash can lid over its neck.
Oh, I can totally see that happening.
Yes, and that's why I'm glad I'm doing this story, because you don't leave empty, you know, or trash can lids laying around the yard. Amari's owner, Leslie Clark, took the curious canine to Westway Vets, where veterinarians called the firefighters for help, and it was very simple. They sedated the animal, so it was calm, and they cut it off its head, obviously.
Okay. So true story here in my house.
Yes.
The dogs love to get into the garbage so much.
Sure they do.
That we had to invest in the garbage cans for every single room that have lids in them.
Yeah.
However, Winston has figured out how to step on the little lever
and open
to open the lid.
Dogs are smarter than you think, let me tell you.
It's just like, are you kidding me? So now the garbage cans with the lids, when there's mm-hmm. like really any amount of anything in them, it's like we're trying to lift them up and have them on the counter.
Yeah.
It's just a hot mess.
Well, you,
and Jack's like, and I know why I don't have a dog.
Any animals, yes. Been there and done that with many. I've had many dogs, and I may again one day, but right now I'm taking a vacation. I don't need to step in, you know, unfamiliar things on the floor in the middle
right.
of the night or mm-hmm. anything like that. But I'll probably do it one day. But
you will.
Right now, I'm good.